Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Parenting from the Inside Out is a parenting and psychology book by Daniel J. Siegel and Mary Hartzell that examines how a parent's own childhood experiences shape present-day caregiving. Rather than offering a list of discipline tricks or behavior management techniques, the book focuses on self-understanding as the foundation of effective parenting. It draws on attachment theory, child development, and interpersonal neurobiology to explain why parents often react strongly to their children in ways that seem larger than the moment itself. The central idea is that unresolved memories, emotional patterns, and early relationships continue to influence how adults interpret and respond to their children. By learning to reflect on these patterns, parents can increase response flexibility, regulate emotions more effectively, and build more secure relationships. The book is practical in a reflective way. It encourages journaling, noticing triggers, and revisiting personal history to better support a child's development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how a parent's childhood becomes part of current parenting behavior. The book's core argument is that parenting is not shaped only by what a parent knows intellectually, but also by the emotional residue of being parented. Siegel and Hartzell explain that adults often repeat or react against the caregiving patterns they experienced as children, even when they are trying to do something different. This matters because the child does not simply receive the parent's intentions. The child also encounters the parent's automatic responses, expectations, and sensitivities. The book emphasizes that these reactions are often unconscious, which is why a parent may feel unusually flooded by ordinary situations such as crying, separation, defiance, or dependence. By making this link visible, the book reframes parenting struggles as opportunities for insight rather than proof of failure. Its analysis is especially useful because it does not treat the past as destiny. Instead, it shows that identifying emotional inheritance is the first step toward interrupting it and choosing a more deliberate response in the present. Secondly, interpersonal neurobiology and the role of relationships in brain development. A distinctive feature of the book is its use of neuroscience to support a relational view of parenting. Siegel connects caregiver-child interaction with the developing brain, arguing that repeated experiences of connection, attunement, and safety help organize emotional growth. This is not presented as a purely biological process isolated from daily life. On the contrary, the book stresses that ordinary moments of communication, soothing, and repair shape the child's developing capacity for regulation and trust. The significance of this argument is that it gives parenting choices a developmental weight. How adults respond to distress can influence the child's internal sense of security and adaptability. At the same time, the science is used to explain why parents benefit from self-regulation. If a parent is overwhelmed or reactive, the child is more likely to experience instability rather than calm attunement. The book, therefore, makes neuroscience practical by linking brain development to the quality of everyday relationships, showing that emotional presence is not secondary to parenting, but central to it. Thirdly, response flexibility as the practical alternative to reactive parenting. One of the most useful concepts in the book is response flexibility, the capacity to pause before reacting and to choose a response that fits the child and the situation. The authors present this as a developmental skill for parents and themselves, not just for children. In stressful moments, people often revert to habits shaped by fear, shame, anger, or old memories, and these reactions can escalate conflict or create distance. Response flexibility interrupts that cycle by introducing reflection between trigger and action. The book treats this pause as a meaningful form of parenting because it allows adults to stay emotionally available instead of acting from automatic defense. This idea is important because it shifts the focus from controlling children to regulating the adult system first. A flexible response does not mean permissiveness. It means responding with awareness rather than reflex. In practice, the concept helps parents interpret difficult behavior more accurately, avoid overreaction, and preserve the relational climate needed for teaching, discipline, and repair. Fourthly, reflection, journaling, and narrative work as tools for changing entrenched patterns. The book is unusually concrete about how self-understanding can be developed. It encourages parents to notice when they feel triggered, to write about those moments, and to explore what memories or beliefs are activated underneath the surfacey reaction. This reflective work matters because many parenting difficulties are maintained by implicit emotional patterns rather than clear, conscious decisions. Journaling helps make those patterns visible over time by connecting current conflicts with earlier experiences, family roles, and unspoken assumptions. The authors also emphasize the value of revisiting one's life story in a more coherent and compassionate way. That narrative work is not self-absorption. It is a method for integrating experience so that the parent is less controlled by old wounds. The book's practical insight is that insight changes behavior only when it becomes organized and usable in the moment. By giving readers a process for examining triggers and rewriting meaning, the book offers a reflective practice that supports better emotional regulation and more intentional parenting decisions. Lastly, secure attachment, repair, and emotional resilience in children. The ultimate aim of the book is not simply parental insight, but healthier child development. Siegel and Hartzell argue that children thrive when they experience secure, reliable, and emotionally attuned relationships. Secure attachment is presented as a foundation for resilience because it teaches children that distress can be managed, relationships can be trusted, and emotions can be repaired rather than feared. The book also implies that parenting is not about never making mistakes. Instead, growth comes through noticing ruptures, staying engaged, and repairing connection after conflict or misunderstanding. That emphasis on repair is especially important because it makes relational consistency more realistic and less perfectionistic. The book stands out by linking a child's emotional security to the parent's willingness to know and regulate the self. It suggests that when parents develop greater self-awareness, they are better able to create the kind of stable environment in which children can explore, learn, and become resilient. In this sense, the book is both a psychological guide and a relational model of healthy development. In conclusion, Parenting from the Inside Out is best suited for parents, caregivers, therapists, and anyone interested in how childhood experience shapes adult relationships. It is especially valuable for readers who notice that parenting can bring up disproportionate anger, anxiety, guilt, or protectiveness, and who want to understand why those reactions occur. The book offers practical benefits through reflection, journaling, and greater emotional regulation. But its deeper value is conceptual. It helps readers see parenting as an interaction between two developmental histories, rather than a simple matter of technique. Compared with many parenting books that focus mainly on discipline, routines, or communication scripts, this one asks a more fundamental question about the parent's inner world that makes it stand out in the genre. It does not promise quick fixes, and that is part of its strength. Instead, it provides a durable framework for breaking intergenerational patterns, strengthening attachment, and building more thoughtful relationships with children. Readers willing to engage in self-examination will likely find it both intellectually substantial and practically useful. If you would like to support Daniel J. Siegel, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.